coming to you live from the Jim Butler Ballroom at the Mitzvah Hotel. It's time for another commute with your hosts, Faye and Brenda. This is Drive Time to Nova.
Oh my God, the traffic here. The traffic in the Canadians is beyond contempt. Hello, it's Drive Time to Nova.
Hello, I'm the Faye driver.
And I'm Brenda Boo. And
it's been like about 9 months since we recorded our last episode, by the way.
It has been a long time.
We should probably thank Laughing Buddha for his email.
2 years ago?
Anyway.
Well, thanks, Laughing Buddha, for writing that email a couple years ago. Do you want to tell everybody what vehicle we're in today?
Oh, we are in Speedy Gonzales today, and the KFAB Roving Studio is the little electric car, the BMW i3.
Do you want to tell everybody about your little cheater that you have?
No.
All right, then.
Nobody needs to know how the many and varied ways that I like to break the law, Brenda.
Breaking the law. He loves to break the law. Yes, we tried to record the last time I was up in the Canadas, but somebody made me cry, so that episode will never be aired, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it's always interesting. You never know what kind of big announcement Faye's going to lay down on when I come to visit, you know.
Right.
It's always big changes.
I like surprises, and I guess Brenda doesn't.
I like good surprises. Like surprises where people are saying, yes, I'm that much closer to moving to the other side of the country and living in a camper. That's what I don't like.
A camper in the woods. Can you imagine me chopping wood to stay warm?
Well, oh, sure. I can imagine you doing it.
Can you get a Gucci axe?
Gucci. I can imagine you making it a quest to find an axe. Say, Brenda, today we have to find an axe. And we go from place to place searching for the best priced and most fancy axe.
It'll probably be harder for me to find an axe than it will be for you to find an axe to grind.
Whoa! Hi-yo!
Do you have anything you want to tell us about? About some exciting things that happened to you in this most recent period of time?
Well, I bartered and begged with my employer to let me have a week off of vacation. So it's very close to being over already, the 7 days. But I drove on my first train experience.
Oh, passenger train.
Mm-hmm. I upped myself to business class, which didn't have a lot of perks.
The perks were hard to find?
I looked up in coach, and there was 2 seats on both sides of the
aisle.
God, words are harder and harder. So there's fewer people. The seats were a tiny bit bigger. I got a voucher for $3 something off of the cafe there. Mm-hmm. But that was about it.
So really, the business class is a coupon
and a bigger seat.
And a bigger seat, okay.
And less people. Oh, yeah. And on the way down, I had an electrical outlet.
We don't want you to be sitting with the unwashed masses.
Thank God.
What do they call them in the olden days? The steerage class?
Oh, yeah. The proletariat? I don't even remember what that word means. You know, it's a word. No, I did not want to be around the unwashed masses.
Right.
And it was only $24 more, so I guess what can you expect for that little bit of money? But it made me feel fancy.
Right.
And so on the way back, this is what happened. This is the event that's worth talking about. So on the way down, everything was kosher. It was really quiet. Mm-hmm. No problems.
You had the space to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And an electric plug-in.
Yes. On the way back, I had to I struggled to find a seat. So I sat down someplace, and the porter says, you can't sit there. Somebody else is there. And I said, okay. Then I went to sit across in this other place, but I didn't want to sit there. I wanted the side with the pretty scenery.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, the guy said...
Wait a minute. Isn't scenery on both sides?
Well, the water is on one side. So, I get up, and you know how in trains they have seats that face each other? And you have a little table in between.
Right.
So where I wanted to go, there was already a woman facing one direction. And she was sprawled out. She had all her stuff all over the table. And right away, I could see that there was no foot space. So I said, would you mind moving your bag for me? And she kind of like begrudgingly does it. Mm-hmm. And then I see she's making no effort to move her computer, her paper, her book, none of that shit. So I just said, I would like to use my side of the table. I didn't ask her. I just made a declaration.
Right.
And she did it. She never said any words like sorry or excuse me or nothing.
Right. Or bitch.
Yeah. I mean, later on, I accidentally tapped her foot, and instinctually, it was just, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, oh, that's all right, whatever. But I was pleased with myself that I was able to do that.
Very good, Brenda. I am very proud of you as well.
Thank you.
That was very, very assertive on your part.
Well, I'm getting tired of being pushed around by this West Coast attitude.
Ah, yes.
And I found out via a list two of the most rude towns in the United States is Seattle and Portland.
Really?
Yes. So
that's very interesting.
Yeah. The Seattle chill, they call it. So, I went down to see Peter. We had lots of good food, and he took me to a record store, and I bought some of the hottest new releases.
Really?
Yeah, Barry Manilow.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Let's see, The Best of Helen Reddy.
Really? Wow. Helen Reddy, holy smokes.
The Best of Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. How much were these running for, these?
These
choice collector's items.
Barry Manilow was actually like $3.99, but the other two were 99 cents a piece.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, it's like, even if you listen just once, you've gotten your money's worth out of a 99-cent album.
Yeah.
So that was fun, digging around, looking at all the things. Like, I found a Lawrence Welk album. It was just like...
What do you think Barry Manilow thinks of his albums going for 99 cents?
Well, this was from 1973 or 76, so I don't think he should have too much of a problem.
Right.
He did have his original face. So, there's always that benefit. Have you seen him lately? I know he's getting older, what do you think of this thing that they put some chemical and they do a chemical peel and it's almost like you don't have any pores left. And then everybody gets the injections that make them look like they have chubby cheeks. Because everybody's cheeks lose that fat as you get older. Mm-hmm.
Trying to rebuild your bone structure.
Yeah.
We have one lost tourist up here. I have to zoom around.
So...
Bloody tourist, go back to Canberra!
Canberra? What's Canberra?
Where they came from, I'm guessing.
Oh. Well, did you know that Barry Manilow was actually married to a woman straight out of high school?
Oh, really? Hmm.
And they were married for a whole year. And
one year, 12 months.
Yep. And then he said he wanted to go on this musical adventure. Mm-hmm. And they got a divorce. And then apparently, even though he just married his partner a few years back,
he's been his husbandy partner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. His husbandy partner, who has been his manager all this time. They've been together since the 70s.
Wow.
And they just got married.
Aww.
And he knew that if he came out way back in the day, that it would ruin his career. And I find this insulting. you give me your feedback on this as a gay man.
Okay.
They always say stuff like, oh, your mom's favorite singer is a homosexual. And it's like, ha, ha, ha. What does she know? Well, Barry Manilow has never, ever been seen as a sex...
Right.
No woman that I've ever known thought he was sexy.
Well, the ladies, but all the older ladies love his music.
That's different than looking at him in terms of his sexuality. So
but I think there's a little bit of sexual tension for people who, for ladies.
The Barry Manilow.
Barry's fans.
Sure.
To think, especially when he was younger. When he was younger and they were younger, when they all developed this association and this love, this fandom for him, right? So I could see a lady being sexually aroused by Barry Manilow.
Should we? We'll have to look at Barry Manilow from back in the day some part today.
Is it because you just think he's dorky looking? Because he is.
He's pretty homely.
Right.
You know.
But everybody was homely in the 70s too, though. Right?
No.
Yes.
David Cassidy was pretty hot. Sean Cassidy was pretty hot. Andy Gibb was very hot.
Ugh. Andy Gibb with the hair?
I don't like
him. Mega fuzz bomb hair?
I don't know.
He had Morgan Fairchild's hair, for Christ's sake.
In my little teenage brain, he was the perfect combination of woman and man, and he was very non-threatening, and I liked him. That's all the boys that I liked back then were, like, kind of what you'd call feminine now, but to the,
right, yeah.
Then it was just...
That was the age
androgyny.
Of the 70s.
Yeah. So.
I'm my own person, man.
If I want to wear makeup, I'm going to wear makeup.
Yeah.
Yes. So, it seemed like there was another tidbit about Andy. I was thinking of Andy Gibb.
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow. His health isn't very good. Do you know what that's about?
Well, I don't know. Who knows?
He's like 70 or something. Yeah.
Well, he's just old. And he's so skinny and frail now. He just looks like a little, four little toothpicks in a suit.
Yeah. Very. Well, he's always been super thin.
Yeah.
You know, I believe he started out as a song. He wrote songs.
Yes.
And then somebody convinced him, hey, why don't you sing your own songs? And he was like, I'm not that great a singer. He still doesn't think he's that great a singer, apparently.
Right, yeah.
So he's another one of those people like Neil Sedaka. He wrote a lot of songs that we know. Mm-hmm. Carole King. She was a writer before she became a singer or songwriter singer. That's when you could still be ugly and be a famous person. Now, James Taylor, he was pretty cute back in the day. I love James Taylor.
What?
Yeah.
What is it? I'm just finding out all these weird men you like.
Sorry. Well, that was definitely a thing about his voice. And I've seen him twice in concert. He's really got this sweet, humble disposition that I find very charming. So, yeah, if he showed up and said, hey, you're the one. I know I'm 70. Will you marry me? I'll be like, yes.
You got her.
You betcha. Let's go see that house of yours on Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
Anyway, so I also got, the best of Walt Disney, which is kind of unnerving.
Well, you mean your psyche is becoming unhinged? You had to go for Walt Disney?
Well, I just thought it would be sweet. It was from all these cartoons, but then there's all these voices that are like, the way they sang then.
Yeah.
Everybody was, even the women were falsetto.
Right.
And, there's stuff from, the very racist, who was it?
Steamboat Willie?
Something like that. It was like, we got the bare necessities.
Yeah,
that kind of shit. So, don't think that'll be high in my rotation. But I also got Santana.
Hmm.
And just a bunch of, I've got Stephen Eady. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Wow. Steve and Edie, that's hilarious.
Yeah, Steve and Edie. Edie was it Steve who?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah, so some goofy stuff. Stuff that I remembered. Trini Lopez.
Meh, nope. Don't know that one.
Lemon tree, very pretty. And the. Yeah. Anyway, he was popular. There was some very old Huey Newton.
Who was that last dude?
Trini Lopez.
Trini Lopez. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would have gotten. What was that one that sang the yellow ribbon around the old oak tree?
Delta Dawn.
Yeah.
Delta Dawn?
No, no.
Oh.
Some man's name and Dawn. I can't think of it. I would have gotten theirs if they had any. But the record store we went to was like this darkly lit, on air conditioned, just covered in the detritus of 20 years worth of skin cells from people and just. It was kind of like dungy. And then on top of that, or grungy rather, dungy. I don't think that's a word. On top of that, whoever had chose the music, it was like this. Could have killed somebody. So, but that was cool. And we went to a world famous bookstore called Powell's Bookstore. Huh. It took over like a city block, I think. Several floors. Used books, new books.
This was in Portland.
Portland.
Are we allowed to say where this is?
Yes.
Okay.
Portland. And, so it's a very nice trip. Got to see Peter. Haven't seen him in a couple years, at least. And, that was my trip. And then I've come up here across the border. And we're going to get our hairs cut by DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Mm-hmm. DJ David J. Mm-hmm. The gay trucker.
Who is not a gay trucker anymore.
No. I have to take over the responsibility of the gay trucker.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's a secret. We're not talking about that today. If you get my drift.
Wink, wink. I didn't know that it was much of a secret.
We have to have a secret. We have to bleep out some names and then laugh a lot.
Oh, can you believe him? Bleep. Yes. I really hate it when Yankety Yank does this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, running a red, yellow light.
We made it.
Faye. Another break. Those two people behind me ran that red light, too.
Jesus. So, any updates you want to give us about your pop, or...
Oh, no, please don't make me talk about my father.
All right, so things are
can't
good.
Can't deal with that right now. I'm on vacation. We can talk about that. You're on vacation. I'm on vacation.
What are you doing on your vacation?
I am going north to Mother Anderson's house.
Mm-hmm.
For the week, do a little bit of camping.
Oh, you're gonna do initial. Taking it out because I don't think you've told anybody that you're picking it up.
Yeah, that's a secret too. I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Says who?
Because I need to make a big announcement.
Oh.
Should I do it on this show or my own show? Well, let's talk about the last. Can we talk about the last big announcement? Because on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, I did announce at the very end of my last show doing 80 miles an hour at 4,000 RPMs. It may have been difficult for people to hear that I announced my retirement. I am quitting work.
Yeah, the ripe old age of... will be 53 by then. How can you take it? I just found out that I have to work till 67 to get full Social Security benefits.
Oh, Brenda. Oh, dear God.
67. Anyway, but
enough about you. Let's talk about me.
Okay, good. Fair enough. Tell us about it.
So we're going to quit. I'm quitting my work, and we're moving north and going driving around in a motorhome.
But not immediately.
Not immediately. No.
That's the plan.
That's the ultimate plan.
Yes. So tell us about how many square foot is this thing, this camper that you're going to get? How many square feet is it?
A square feet? Well, it's 30 feet. It's 31 feet long of the interior living space.
Yeah.
As for square feet, I guess what's 8 times 32 plus a little bit?
32 times 8 is 16, carry the 1. 3 times 8 is 24, carry the 1, 25, so 256. How's that?
Sounds good to me. 256 square feet? Oh my gosh.
You know, my apartment is 432 square feet.
Yeah.
Anyhoozle. It might be less than that. I'm not sure, but I do think my apartment might be a hair bigger than yours.
Probably.
Maybe.
Most definitely. So, yeah, me and Mr. Anderson trapped together for the rest of our lives in 250 square feet.
Now, that's a lie. You're not going to live in that camper for the rest of your lives.
Oh, no, just a couple of years.
Ugh. And how do you plan to deal with the 24-hour, day-after-day company of your spouse?
Well,
unrelenting, right there. There's no place to go.
Is it worse than being in one of these episodes? I don't know. We'll have to see.
How was that? That just said SFU on that bus. See?
Yes, yeah.
So you know what that means.
Oh, yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it definitely will be a challenge to live in close quarters. Oh, it's going to be hard.
You need to make your outside as pleasant as possible.
That's right. I'll be going, taking every opportunity to go kayaking, or I'll be out mountain biking.
Oh, can I come?
By myself.
I was going to say, he's not going to let you just drive off and leave you there, or leave him there. He's going to want to come.
Well, I'm certain it will be a challenge. There's no doubt about it.
And when you're done in 2 months and you say, do you want to keep camping or stay married? Just kidding.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll take one day at a time.
Yeah.
We won't have the same stresses, though, as you had, like, trying to get to work. And
yeah, but
doing dinners and keeping houses clean and
those stressors are the distractions that you don't realize keep you from noticing everything that they do that is annoying.
You seem to have a very negative attitude towards two people spending the rest of their life together every waking moment.
Well, I've seen it in other people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it doesn't work, but I've seen a level of contempt that I never saw before in their relationship. So that's all I'm saying. Like, it's a definite growing and learning period. That's all.
That's true. I agree. I am not blind to the challenges of living full-time with my husband. It is not going to be easy. I know. I realize this.
No, it's not that you don't. I don't think you can do it.
I know. No, I know.
But I know that you take off a lot now.
I do value my personal space.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm sure
there's going to be fun things too. Like,
oh yeah,
I think we'll be quite active together, and we'll be exploring, and I'll be able to play with my new truck and trailer, which will be fun for me. Things are going to break all the time. I'll have lots of things to fix, to fuss. And maybe I can relax a little bit and not be worried about a million minor little details to worry about.
Have you ever been able to do that in the past? Relax.
All right. Touche. Okay, we're going to be nearing our destination. We're going for breakfast. We're going to go into a restaurant and sit on other people's 15 years of dead skin cells.
You should have. That's not the same.
It's not the same?
I don't know. You would have had to see in this place. Anyway, the wind probably knocks some of them off in our restaurant here.
Wow, the bus lanes are till 10 a.m. They used to be only till 8:30. Now they're till 10 a.m. The HOV lane is what I'm talking about.
Huh. So there's no place to park?
No, we're good, actually. It is just like 1 or 2 minutes after 10 a.m. So we will be just fine.
Looky, right up front.
Princess parking for Princess Brenda.
Well, you got that right. You could even sit outside if you wanted. So we'll be back with more berating and me questioning Faye's life decisions. Bye-bye.
All right, so what has happened in the time that we've been away?
We went and had a nice breakfast, although the pancakes were a little doughy.
They were very doughy.
Oh, very doughy.
Okay. That used to be the best we used to think that restaurant had the best pancakes.
True, I said it.
Vancouver. And now they're an awful doughy mess.
Yeah. The rest of the food was good.
Yeah.
Potatoes, eggs.
Proper real potatoes.
Meats. Different kinds. Then we went to a big, fancy, my favorite kind of place, a mall.
Oh, not going to tell about our haircut?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, DJ Jazzy Jeff gave us both. Lovely service. Do you want to talk more about yours? Because yours is more than a haircut.
It's DJ David J.
I thought it was Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, I got my hair straightened, actually. And look how it's curled up already.
You can't fight that hair.
My hair is like a frickin' serpent. You can try to stretch it out, but as soon as it gets its first opportunity, it just snaps back into a curl.
The back is still flat.
Yeah?
Yeah, not as curly. It might just be, he said he wasn't positive that this stuff would work. It's kind of old or something.
Right. It was pretty old stock.
So it might have been.
He didn't charge me a lot, so.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter about anything. He did a great job. He always does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Vancouver, contact me. I'll give you all the details you need for DJ David J.
Yeah, he cut my hair. He was telling me what my last stylist did wrong.
Right.
He has given me the best haircut since I moved, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So, he just perked mine up. And yours, he fixed yours too. Whoever's cut yours didn't do the back very well, I don't think. It was a little wide.
Well, the thing is, though, when I go to my two dime dollar store haircutters, I don't let them have free reign. So I could be my own worst enemy with my haircuts, because I say, I want this and this and this. Don't do anything different.
Correct.
And so I usually I have very specific guidelines for my haircutters. But yeah, when DJ
Jazzy Jeff.
David J does it, does it properly.
He cuts a lot of men's hairs.
Yeah.
He's a barber, too. A barber and a hairstylist are two different animals.
Correct.
So after we did that, tipped him handsomely, I'm sure, we went to another place and spent some more money.
The
more
mall?
Of your money.
Oh, yeah. I bought a watch?
Yeah, look how... this is a audio medium, but I want to describe how these people have their
license plate.
It's not in the usual encased area. It's actually in kind of a Percy type thing, hanging off a back windshield wiper. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a repair plate, so it's like a dealer plate.
Oh,
when someone does a test drive, they just throw the plate on, so it's just
I didn't know that.
A license plate on a rag. We're on a strap.
I didn't know that.
Dangling off the back of the car. That's quite normal.
Well, it's...
Brenda.
Excuse me. I've got a problem with it, okay? One of my many things I have a problem with.
Yes, right. Do you have any other problems today?
I'm in a good mood. I don't know what
How
you're talking
you
about.
How did you feel about the lady who was cutting... What about that guy who was in the salon... Who was having his hair cut, the super long mullet guy with the shaved under hair, and the hairdresser's fingernails.
Well, I couldn't help but notice that the woman had talons more than fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like they could, you know, cut somebody's jugular if they had to.
Right.
They were very vibrantly painted.
Yes, and they were, like, just sanded down to a point, like
they're
a sharp point.
And, she had a lot of things going on. She had a nose ring. She had some other piercings happening. She had a lot of tattoos.
A bare stomach, belly button.
She had a midriff hanging off her shizzle. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't call it fat, but I wouldn't call it chiseled. It was definitely like just a normal stomach. And then the dude had long ass hair and he was getting it trimmed.
Long straight hair.
Straight.
By long we mean like shoulder length, right? Or
past shoulder.
Past, yeah. Down to the mid back.
Took off, I bet you, 6 inches in one big cut. And then she was kind of walking around in this big clumps of hair, which was kind of grossing me out.
I didn't see that.
No.
Oh, look at the lineup to get on the freeway here today. It is Friday that we're recording this on 2:30 in the afternoon now, and we're trying to get out of the city. We're always trying to get out of the city on the Fridays here.
Because that's your day off these days. I thought it was interesting, if we could talk about work a little bit, how somebody who did a similar job that you used to do, only it was, you did 911 operating at one time, right?
Yes.
Well, somebody that DJ Jazzy Jeff knows has gotten some serious PTSD.
Seriously PTSD. We can't, we shouldn't talk about this. We'll just be mean.
No, I wasn't going to be mean.
Okay.
I really was just going to say, like when that guy took that job, whenever, how many years ago it was, he's like, this is a great job. It's got benefits. I'm going to be able to pay my bills. This is a great job. He probably never would have thought that, you know, how many years later, he could barely walk out into traffic without having, like, feeling like there was danger around the corner. Which brings me to the point more that no employer ever pays their employees what they actually deserve.
Right.
Because even if he gets this several years of paid, what do you call it? Compensation?
Yes, yeah.
This could be for the rest of his life, right? Like,
just to be clear, the gentleman, the 911 operator is off duty, but being paid his regular salary because he is on a post-incident stress trauma medical claim or medical disability.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got whatever, a number of years of pay that he will be able to work on his mental health. And who knows if he'll go back to work or not.
Yeah, we don't know how old the guy is or anything. It's just like, you know, all the trouble I had with that what did you call it?
OxyContin? No.
No.
Oxycyanide.
God.
Yeah. Not that addiction.
Jesus. Remember when you were addicted to OxyContin? No, I don't, because it didn't ever happen. No opioid crisis here. The chemical, the oxycyanide.
Right. You're cleaning, which is a cleaning chemical that you use in your work.
Yeah. Not anymore. Thankfully.
Why? Why aren't they using it anymore?
Because there were so many complaints, not only from the workers, but also from the patients. Things I said from day one.
Right.
Anyway. So,
complaints about what?
The smell. It smelled like vinegar, but it was really a combination of hydrogen peroxide and a chemical. What was it? A very harsh chemical.
Ammonia?
No. I can't remember.
Hydrochloric acid?
No. Hydrochloric acid? No. Nope. I could have told you at one time, but I can't tell you. It's highly acidic, though. And the fumes off of it are very strong. And if you have asthma, it tends to make your asthma kick up. Your body thinks of it like, danger, danger. I need to protect you from this. Anyway, I only brought him up because there's, you know, how much the population pays for all these successes, you know?
Right, yes.
It's like,
like Amazon, for instance. Yeah. Everybody buys everything on Amazon. And it's just killing our killing our workforce, it's killing our country. Everything is arriving in a UPS truck. Oh, I ordered some rubber bands from my office from is, Alexa, send me some rubber bands. So they came in a box the size of a fridge.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's a new evil in town. Well, you know, even the owner said that eventually Alexa would collapse, Amazon would collapse in on itself because it got too big. Mm. Apparently Amazon also bought Whole Foods, and that Peter G was telling me how badly it's going for those new employees.
Oh, no.
For Whole Foods. They don't like it.
Yeah, we can get labor much cheaper than what we're paying you. You should, right?
So. Yeah, it's stuff like that, like, different things that made their job bearable had been taken away, you know.
Right.
I can't think of what he said. But, not much longer for you. Unless you get a serious paper cut in the next 9 months. It causes a terrible MRSA infection and you have to have your right. hand amputated. Then you would get a...
That's a good idea.
Might even have MRSA on your skin right now. Most of us do.
Right. Yeah, especially the dirty places I go into.
What kind of places are those?
Oh, you know, like their spider web filled electrical rooms and the dingy basement mechanical rooms of some of these buildings.
Not to mention if something's caught on fire.
Yeah, the fires are something completely different. Oh, actually, we should have gone, taken one of these exits. Darn it.
Yeah, I remember the first time I ever kind of read in a contract, but like your benefits. And I saw the clauses like, if you lose a finger, you know, accidental death or dismemberment. I was like, dismemberment? What the fuck? So all you guys out there, a thumb is worth a lot more money than a finger. Just remember
right.
that.
Yeah. Good old opposable thumb.
Yep.
It's worth like $45,000 extra dollars, I think.
Yeah. So keep that in mind when you're trying to screw the man. So, you know, Faye, jumping to another topic. Remember when we were talking about being on a train recently?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I really enjoyed that whole experience. And it made me realize as I was careening down this railroad tracks, there was a lot of trains going the opposite direction. So there's still a lot of uses for these trains. I'm wondering, with our bad environment and our addiction to petrochemicals, I feel like, you know how you can pick up a bike here and there around town and then just leave it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they really brought back train travel in a serious way, that there could be a way like you could go from town to town and then have a cheap, inexpensive car. I mean, like, what I'm trying to say is it would take some getting used to, but like you could go straight to a rent-a-car and then you'd get this cheap little smart car or an electric car to use.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're done and you need to travel 200 miles, mm-hmm. you can just get on the train.
Yeah. So is this a new idea, or I'm not quite sure what saying here.
I guess I'm saying that, you know, train travel used to be the way everybody traveled, and then cars, and then airplanes. And mm-hmm. It just seems like if there was some really smart people behind it, they could make new uses for the trains and get that more of a thriving...
Oh, you want to put little potty cars onto a train?
No.
No?
No, I just meant like at the... I don't know. I really haven't thought it out.
You're saying we're not using trains enough for the transport of people.
Yeah.
We could be using... Big bumps here. We could be using trains to move people around, and then they could get their little potty car when they got halfway to their destination or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really think it through. It just seems like something that could be utilized more. It'd be another way to save on making the earth hotter. I don't know.
Well, I think, though, we need to consider how efficient is a train.
At
a train is very efficient for moving heavy, heavy items and large amounts of items. And people, you can stack a lot of coal into a box.
Sure.
But you can't stack very many people into a box. I want my part of the table too, right?
I paid for that part of the table.
Exactly. So you're not gaining a lot of you're not gaining a lot of income for those people.
But you did take that many people off the road. However many that were in there for a while anyway. I felt like it was just a crumb of an idea. I realize.
We're just discussing it. We're not trying to discount your idea by any means.
You know, like people in big cities use the mass transit.
Right.
Somehow, I liked that. It was one less person on the road, one less person to be tired, one less person to cause an accident.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should get some kind of credits for using these things more often. But then, yeah, when you get there, you got to move around. You need something.
Mm-hmm. Trains are hard to because the world is constantly progressing, we're always tearing down and building up roads and making new... Now we have a new subdivision on this end of town. It's hard to move train tracks and reorganize a train to go to a place where it's much easier to slap down a pavement road and send a bus down the road.
I think we just need to revamp the way we live. And that's going to take a lot, right?
Yeah.
It's really going to take a lot of cooperation. Mm-hmm. Besides people who are your traditional tree huggers. You got an itch on my back. Is there anything else you want to talk about in terms of your new lifestyle coming up sometime? Not that soon, but not that far away either.
Yeah. Do you think we should tell people what I'm planning to do? I don't know if that's been made clear.
Well, you have said it, but you haven't, I don't think you really said exactly. You've intimated that you're going to be driving a camper across the country. That's it.
Right.
And, yeah.
So, I'm going to quit my job. We've already purchased this truck, which you all know about, Mega Man truck.
That's the name of it?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know. When did this name come up?
It's just a name I've been using the most.
Okay.
Another very good name has been the Toe Monster.
Oh, I like the monster in there.
Coined by Sam in the Hinterlands.
Oh. Have you said these names on your podcast?
I've said Mega Man Truck. Yeah, I believe both names have made an appearance.
Oh.
So we're going to take Mega Man Truck and connect it to a fifth wheel trailer. We're going to sell the house that we have here in Vancouver. And just going to stuff all of our personal belongings into the warehouse. I've spoken about the warehouse. And then we're gonna live in the motorhome. My incorrectly term it the motorhome, the travel trailer, the whatever.
Fifth wheel.
The fifth wheel. We'll have to come up with a name for the mobile home, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
And then so we're gonna travel around and kind of live month by month at place here, place A, place B, place C. We're going to travel into the wonderful nation of the United States of America.
Surprises me.
Oh. Oh.
You got a phone call. Do you need to take that?
I do.
Please hold. And we're back. So, I always wanted to know who came up with this idea in the first place, and how did that conversation go? Like, was it you or your Mr. Anderson husband, or...?
It was Mr. Anderson's idea, I think.
I think he's really the... He's keeps saying, I want a camper. I've heard him say that a lot. So, and to me, it did sound like it was his idea to begin with. Can you hold this for a minute?
Yes.
Thank you. I know that you were starting to get oogied out by hotels and the expense. You didn't like that.
Well, it's a choice. You either choose to pay. You either go to a place and pay an arm and a leg to stay in a hotel for a month or some sort of accommodation, but you don't have the flexibility of being able to go where you want to go. And when you have a mobile home, you can take all your stuff with you. It's always where you put it. You don't always have to pack and unpack. You have a kitchen. You have your cold fridge. You have your underwear and your pants. Mm-hmm. And,
so he presented the idea, said, hey, let's talk about our retirement. What do you want to do? And Mr. Anderson says, what about this? And you're like, okay, I'll consider it. And then you started talking about the details. Now, have you figured out how you're going to wash your clothes yet? Because I know you don't like the idea of a laundromat.
Yeah, so it'll be laundromats.
Oh, no. No,
we have organized a system of accommodations.
What's that?
Where we are becoming members of a club. It's what? Like a timeshare for RVers.
Yeah.
Where you can stay, you pay an annual fee like you would for a timeshare. And then you can stay at these places. It's called Thousand Trails is the name of this organization. And they have campsites all over the United States or all over most of the areas that we are interested in going. And you can stay for up to 3 weeks at a time. And then you have to move on and get the fuck out.
Ay, ay, ay.
How much does the goddamn cars have to stop for these buses? Like, we see you. We're all lined. Oh, buses. And then all of these campground places have the amenities, like the showers and the washing machines.
So you need to get some flip-flops. Walk on those floors with bare feet.
Never would I ever do that.
Okay, good.
And they have other amenity rooms like pools, and they're like little resorts.
Sure.
For all the old people in their RVs.
Old. 52 years old is not old, my friend. Are you 53 now? No, you're 3 years younger than me.
Correct.
Cool. All right. Well, it really seems like you've thought about every possible aspect and problem, right?
Well, I'm sure we haven't, but we've put a lot of thought in mm-hmm. and have figured out many aspects of what our new life will be like.
Now, in the Americas, we have things like tornadoes, hurricanes. That's bad weather is going to might be a consideration depending on where you're camping. So there's nothing you can totally do to prepare for that, but like especially different parts of the country, definitely in the summer we have tornadoes.
Yeah. Well, I mean we're going to stay in the western continent, continental North America. I don't think we'll be going to Mexico, so that's not an issue.
Mexico. Okay. Well, just like even like if you went over more east.
Yeah. Well, I mean we have to spend some of our time in Canada too. You can't stay in the United States longer than 6 months mm-hmm. as a Canadian.
And your health care will transfer to American hospitals.
No, we would need to get... Well, we would be insured with our Canadian medical provider mm-hmm. for services in the United States. We'd be paying extra.
Oh, extra.
It's basically medical I would call it travel insurance. Mm.
That's good, because you might just need an antibiotic or something. From when you scrape your knee or something.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's so... You think about it, like, you just... The crumble, just like the crust of that idea sounds like it's good, you know? But then there's so many details, right?
Yeah. Not to mention trying to get into the United States with a freaking motorhome full of who knows what you got in there.
Arms, drugs.
Yeah.
Trafficking of people. Well, you'll probably have to be searched, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Okay, so we're going to go to the grocery store up here. We're going to cancel our trip to the HomeSense or Bin Barn or whatever it's called.
Oh. Bin Barn? Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we just end the show right here unless you have something else you want to bring up.
No, I think that's it. In less than 9 months, I believe, I'll be out of a job, so...
Yep.
And look forward to those updates.
All right, then. If you want to write us and tell Faye how he's too young to retire, you can do that at fayeandbrenda@gmail.com. Otherwise, thanks, Laughing Buddha.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks, everybody else.
Goodbye.
Bye.